morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us, once again, Reverend Jacob McLean, pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church and chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. We invite you to contact us for comment or if you desire counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This week's broadcast is sponsored by the Portmore Missionary Church, located at Edgewater, St. Catherine. The pastor, Reverend Spencer Cahoon, along with associate pastor, Kavon Edwards, invite you to join us for our online service this morning at 8. You can find us on Facebook. Just look for Portmore Missionary Church or Portmore Missionary Prep School. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Good morning, listeners. Today I will continue to examine the way Jesus used his targeting strategy in carrying out his ministry of evangelism. Our focus will be on a familiar passage, John chapter 4, in which we meet the woman of Samaria. Because the Pharisees were trying to incite competition between Jesus and John the Baptist, John 3 verse 25 to 30, Jesus left Judea and started north for Galilee. He could have taken up one of three possible routes, along the coast, across the Jordan and up through Perea, or straight through Samaria. Orthodox Jews avoided Samaria because there was a long-standing, deep-seated hatred between them and the Samaritans. Because he was on a divinely appointed schedule, it was necessary that Jesus go through Samaria. Why? Because he would meet a woman there and lead her into saving faith, the kind of true faith that would affect an entire village. In John 3, he had counseled Nicodemus, a moral Jewish man, and now he would witness to an immoral Samaritan woman. He timed his arrival at Jacob's well so that he arrived at noon. He stopped strategically to rest outside the city of Sychar and sent his disciples into the town to buy food. It was the hottest time of day, not the best time for traveling, and any thinking person would consider it an unusual time for a woman to fetch water. Jesus deliberately waited at the well. When his target came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." In those days, it was not considered proper for any man, especially a rabbi, to speak in public to a strange woman. John 4 verse 27. But Jesus set social customs aside because a soul's eternal salvation was at stake. The woman was shocked because she was very much aware that Jews did not deal with Samaritans, and her response indicated this. "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?" The Samaritans were held in contempt as religious apostates who were of a mixed breed. 2 Kings 17, 24 to 41. Furthermore, for Jesus to have dealings with this woman was a ritual defilement. He crossed several barriers in reaching out to her: the gender barrier, the racial barrier, and the religious barrier. Of course, Jesus' request for a drink of water was simply a way to open the conversation and share with her the truth about living water. Whenever he witnessed the people, Jesus did not use a sales talk approach that he adapted to meet every situation. To Nicodemus, he spoke about new birth, but to this woman, he spoke about living water. Jesus pointed out to her that she was ignorant of three important facts: who he was, what he had to offer, and how she could receive it. Here was the eternal God speaking to her, offering her eternal life. Jesus' word had aroused her interest, so she pursued the conversation. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus was speaking about spiritual water, but she interpreted his words to mean natural water. Although she remained on this superficial level, she also made a movement toward faith. For by asking for this private supply of water, she was actually putting faith in Jesus as one greater than Jacob. Her level of faith was very shallow, and her misunderstanding was great, but she began to believe in Jesus. People often confuse the material and the spiritual. The Samaritan woman was concerned about how he would obtain this living water instead of simply asking him to give her the water to drink. Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. For the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Verse 13 to 14. The woman's immediate response was to ask for this gift. "Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst nor come here to draw." Verse 15. Jesus challenged her, "Go call your husband and come here." To which she responded, "I have no husband." Jesus now entered a phase in his conversation with the woman in which he told her details of her life of immorality. She came under conviction and declared, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Her recognition of Jesus as a prophet was a significant statement of faith. As she continued to argue, Jesus cut through her efforts to talk religion and revealed himself as the Messiah, the anointed of God and Savior of the world. Verse 21 to 26. It was at this point that the woman put her faith in Jesus and was converted. Immediately, she wanted to share her faith with others. The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, "Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came to him. Verse 28 and 29. The Samaritan woman was surprised that Jesus would talk to a Samaritan. When the disciples return from buying food, they are surprised he's talking to a woman, reflecting the sensitivities of the time. Jesus targeted one whom society despised, crossing all barriers in order to reach her. The woman left the scene, and we hear her preaching her evangelistic sermon, verse 29. She connected her understanding of the scriptures concerning the Christ with her own experience and encouraged others to come out to the well. At the heart of any true evangelism is an invitation to come to Jesus himself, not just a call to accept the evangelist's own ideas or experiences. Her witness was effective, for in the background we see a crowd coming to see Jesus. Verse 30. This all happened because Jesus targeted a woman who needed him. What can we learn from Jesus' strategy? In Luke 4:18, Jesus read the prophetic words of Isaiah about himself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Empowered and led by the Holy Spirit, we too must target the poor, the captives, and the blind, and lead them to liberty through faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Next week, the targeting of the second greatest preacher of all times by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Drink from this water, drink from this water, then you'll never thirst again.
We do trust that you are blessed and challenged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean. For comment or if you desire counsel, you can email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com. The Missionary Church Association would like to encourage you to be in prayer as Jamaica and indeed the world grapples with the COVID-19 pandemic. We ask that you obey the guidelines given by the authorities to reduce the risk of being infected or spreading the disease to others. As we observe the recommendations for social distancing and for those who have to be quarantined or self-isolate, remember that whereas we may be physically separated, let us make good use of the extra time we have and modern technology to keep in touch, to encourage one another, and to build up each other in God's Word. Thanks once again to the Portmore Missionary Church located in Edgewater, St. Catherine, for sponsoring this morning's program. The pastor, Reverend Spencer Cahoon, along with Associate Pastor Cavon Edwards, invite you to join us for our online service this morning at 8. You can find us on Facebook. Just look for Portmore Missionary Church or Portmore Missionary Prep School. We invite you to join us again next Sunday here on Radio Jamaica for another Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, praying that you will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.